Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Hello everyone, and welcome to our show Celebrities Today. Tonight in the studio we are happy to welcome a well-known actress, Kim Tottenham.
Good afternoon. It is good to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Kim, your last success as a hockey wife in the sitcom Married to an Ice Rink is unbelievable. You're considered the sitcom actress of the year. How do you feel about that?
Well, it is great, of course. But I've never really been big on all that attention. I simply try to do my job well, and I guess it pays off. But all the noise around my success is not really my cup of tea.
What do you mean? Do you not like to be seen as glamorous?
Not really. It's funny, but I am first a mother and a wife, and then an actress. You know, I see this as a job and not as a lifestyle. It is what I am good at, and it brings money. Good money, of course. But this job doesn't own me.
I've heard that you have an unusual outlook on life for a celebrity. Tell us a bit more about your role as a family woman.
It's ironic, really, but in this last sitcom, I play a hockey player's wife. But at the same time, that's who I am in real life as well. My husband is a well-known hockey player, and we have 3 kids. All the kids are in school now, but they are still my main priority in life. We do a lot together.
That's interesting. Do you think that is why your role in Married to an Ice Rink came so naturally to you?
Maybe. Of course, my heroine is quite different from me in terms of character and temperament, but the day-to-day routines of juggling my husband's schedule and mine were very familiar to me. We are both very active, public, busy people, so we work extra hard not to lose our close connection to each other.
You said your heroine is different from you. Could you tell us how so?
Sure, Lisa, my heroine, is selfish and ambitious, and I prefer to put the needs of others first. Also, she is very athletic, a lot more than me. I work out 2 or 3 times a week, and Lisa goes to the gym daily. She also has 1 million friends, whereas I have a couple of close friends and spend time with family more. Those are the main differences, I believe.
It must have been challenging to play such a different person, but you did an excellent job. Tell us, what are your plans for the future? Will this sitcom have another season?
Yes, and I will be starring again as Lisa, but this will be our last season. My contract is for 2 years. I am looking into some TV journalism, doing some talk shows or hosting a show of my own. I have a university degree in media, so this is something I've been dreaming of since I finished studying. My acting career picked up from the time I graduated, so I haven't had time to slow down and do something different. So I believe next year I will try something new.
How exciting! What kind of people would you want to invite to your shows?
I am hoping to hear from people who do something to change the world. I've been reading about men and women who volunteer in difficult areas of our globe, where there is fighting, hunger, destitution. I would love to listen to their stories and have the audience get acquainted with these modern-day heroes.
What a noble idea you have. I hope your dream comes true and you will host such a show. I will be your viewer for sure.
Thank you, John. But before I do that, I have to live through 1 more year of a busy sitcom actress.
Good luck to you, Kim. and we are looking forward to watching your show.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Hello everyone, and welcome to our show Celebrities Today. Tonight in the studio we are happy to welcome a well-known actress, Kim Tottenham.
Good afternoon. It is good to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Kim, your last success as a hockey wife in the sitcom Married to an Ice Rink is unbelievable. You're considered the sitcom actress of the year. How do you feel about that?
Well, it is great, of course. But I've never really been big on all that attention. I simply try to do my job well, and I guess it pays off. But all the noise around my success is not really my cup of tea.
What do you mean? Do you not like to be seen as glamorous?
Not really. It's funny, but I am first a mother and a wife, and then an actress. You know, I see this as a job and not as a lifestyle. It is what I am good at, and it brings money. Good money, of course. But this job doesn't own me.
I've heard that you have an unusual outlook on life for a celebrity. Tell us a bit more about your role as a family woman.
It's ironic, really, but in this last sitcom, I play a hockey player's wife. But at the same time, that's who I am in real life as well. My husband is a well-known hockey player, and we have three kids. All the kids are in school now, but they are still my main priority in life. We do a lot together.
That's interesting. Do you think that is why your role in Married to an Ice Rink came so naturally to you?
Maybe. Of course, my heroine is quite different from me in terms of character and temperament, but the day-to-day routines of juggling my husband's schedule and mine were very familiar to me. We are both very active, public, busy people, so we work extra hard not to lose our close connection to each other.
You said your heroine is different from you. Could you tell us how so?
Sure, Lisa, my heroine, is selfish and ambitious, and I prefer to put the needs of others first. Also, she is very athletic, a lot more than me. I work out twice or three times a week, and Lisa goes to the gym daily. She also has a million friends, whereas I have a couple of close friends and spend time with family more. Those are the main differences, I believe.
It must have been challenging to play such a different person, but you did an excellent job. Tell us, what are your plans for the future? Will this sitcom have another season?
Yes, and I will be starring again as Lisa, but this will be our last season. My contract is for 2 years. I am looking into some TV journalism, doing some talk shows or hosting a show of my own. I have a university degree in media, so this is something I've been dreaming of since I finished studying. My acting career picked up from the time I graduated, so I haven't had time to slow down and do something different. So I believe next year I will try something new.
How exciting! What kind of people would you want to invite to your shows?
I am hoping to hear from people who do something to change the world. I've been reading about men and women who volunteer in difficult areas of our globe where there is fighting, hunger, destitution. I would love to listen to their stories and have the audience get acquainted with these modern-day heroes.
What a noble idea you have. I hope your dream comes true and you will host such a show. I will be your viewer for sure.
Thank you, John. But before I do that, I have to live through one more year of a busy sitcom actress.
Good luck to you, Kim. And we are looking forward to watching your show.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.